Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the previous millennia in the last century. And when he first joined us back in 1999, the year of the Y2K, he's chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio, including Chuck versus the Business World, and he's our good friend Ray Keating. Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim. I feel very old.
You're old, Ray.
Yes, I feel very old, though.
Hey, Ray, thanks again for hanging out with us. Ray, don't we need 150,000 jobs a month just to replace people, just replacements?
Oh, absolutely. We should be, and during a recovery in terms of actually making headway on the jobs front, we need to be in the 200,000 to 250,000 range
every month. That's not even leaping off the ground. That's just slow, steady growth above replacement. What's really happening out there?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're not even close, and this has been the case for a very long time. And we got a few exceptional months here and there where we got up above 200,000. But the latest data for December put us, you know, and again, it depends on which survey you look at. The payroll or establishment survey put us at 155,000 in December, which is just, you know,
barely far below.
Yeah, it's basically 100,000 jobs less than we should be producing than we need to be.
40% less than it needs to be.
Yeah, and then if you look at the other survey, the household survey, and remember the household survey is where we get the unemployment rate from. It also is
the U3 number.
Yeah, and it's also the survey that better captures startup and small business activity.
Yeah.
And that story is far worse. I mean, it was only 28,000. In December, which is, you know, a statistical blip, and that followed after a decline of 51,000 in November. So if you look at that survey, which, again, that's volatile from month to month, but when you average it out, that's the survey I think that best captures what's going on, as I said, in the small business community, and obviously that's where we get all of our jobs from. So that story is it's even more grimmer, which is the right word, if you look at that survey.
Either one is bad. Well, yeah, and the thing is that you know, something I've been working on lately, something I'm writing, you know, I said small business owners want to grow and hire, but they don't have to. See, back 20 years ago, maybe even 15 or so years ago, Ray, if the minimum wage went up, we had to pay the rate because we had to have the people. If now with Obamacare, you know, landing on us this year, and to be in full force by next year, with that coming on, like if there was another wage increase, we are in a position with technology, even small businesses, where we can make other decisions that are alternatives to hiring new people, and that's what we're seeing in these numbers. I think even as the economy grows a little bit, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that's certainly a big part of it. You're absolutely right. Technology has offered more alternatives. And again, you know, the notion that our elected officials understand this, or at least, you know, many of them understand this, is just, you know, ridiculous, because they don't get it. And they don't get that there are alternatives. They also don't get that, you know, people have other choices. Entrepreneurs, small business owners, investors have other choices that they can make. And those choices, due to these, you know, regulatory initiatives and tax initiatives, those other choices that are basically pointed to or forced to make, are not good choices for the economy overall or for job creation.
Right.
That's the bottom line, absolutely.
Well, what's happened, Ray, is in the last 4 years, if you're still in business, you figured out how to operate your small business more efficiently than you ever believed, you ever dreamed you could. And you've had to make some tough decisions about people versus technology, and about employees versus contractors. And they're starting to make those decisions. This last 4 years has forced them into it, and it's actually prepared them for what's coming down the pike. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, but it's also important to remember that a lot of businesses they're labor intensive. You know, if you own
right.
a restaurant,
that's right.
You're labor intensive. You can only replace so much.
Right. And I want to talk about that when we come back, because that's going to get into some of the things that's going to be our reality, and that's Obamacare, folks. This is going to change. Obamacare is going to wind up hurting a lot of the people that Obamacare was supposed to have helped. Tweet Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Ray Keating.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.